6 years ago, I became self-employed when I established a service business. We, along with six independent contractors who worked project by project, supervised the transfer of film to videotape for commercial production companies. Originally, I had a partner, who I subsequently bought out in the spring of 2000. With no investment capital to tap into, we ran the business from a tiny back bedroom in our house for the first 4 years. A computer, fax machine, cell phone, and pager was all we needed to get started. Carrying low overhead was a clear decision, and we were pleased with our virtual office, where a 24-hour service outside the house handled our calls. A real person answered the phone with the name of our business, took the message, and paged me. I returned the call right away. I took care of everything from sales and billing to scheduling, from training to mailing out holiday cards. Doing the bulk of supervising the session was also my responsibility. It was exhausting. A couple of years ago, we hired a part-time office person to take over the day-to-day operating functions. But even with the roster of associates who supervised the sessions, I found that I was still required to make a lot of daily decisions regarding scheduling, personnel, and finances. The question I heard more than any other was, "What do you want me to do about..." Hitching a ride on the dot-com express, we took advantage of the advertising dollars available. We did well and figured that we should take advantage of the boom that was taking place in the stock market. We invested the money in mutual funds. During the first 2 years of investing, our portfolio grew pretty much no matter what we did or bought. Over a period of 3 years, our investments, which included five IRA accounts, totaled $80,000. After doing some rudimentary research, we thought we'd picked solid, reliable companies. We bought shares in companies such as AT&T, Dell, General Electric, DuPont, Kodak, WorldCom. Complacent, I didn't monitor our portfolio nearly enough, nor did I follow closely the financial information the companies were sending me. I didn't possess the education to invest in stocks safely. For instance, no trailing stops. That is, in order to automatically sell a stock if it goes below a certain price, were in place. Without an advisor to provide accurate information and insight, we put our money and ourselves in a precarious position. When the market started to collapse in 2000, I wasn't paying attention. A few months went by, and when I next looked at our portfolio, it was down between 30% and 40%. Still, I did nothing because I was waiting for the market to recover. I hadn't done my homework, and still hung on to the long-term buy-and-hold mentality. It was a big mistake. Now our stock portfolio value is about $46,000, which represents almost a 50% loss. This experience taught us a tough lesson. To be successful in any investment strategy, one needs to access correct and current information and constantly monitor the situation. It is also vital to hire an advisor one trusts. The old saying applies, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Visiting a friend's home 4 years ago, we noticed a copy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad sitting on the kitchen counter. Terry picked up on it right away. She bought a copy, and we started reading it. 3 years ago, we began playing Cashflow 101. We attended a seminar on Veterans Administration, VA, foreclosures. The seminar provided a network of brokers and agents in place to help his students buy these homes. All were small-deal type housing. When we saw the financial breakdowns, they looked exactly like one of the small-deal cards from the game. We said, "Hey, this is a small-deal card. We have been doing them for months in the kitchen. Why not do it now for real?"